Maryland's News Now
on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I refuse to condemn your generation and future generations to a planet that's beyond fixing. And that's why today I'm announcing a new national climate action plan, and I'm here to enlist your generation's help in keeping the United States of America a leader, a global leader, in the fight against climate change.
Today, President Obama, speaking to college students, by the way, delivered what's been called a major speech on climate change. He talked about carbon pollution limits on U.S. power plants and indicated that the Keystone Pipeline can only be approved if it doesn't exacerbate carbon pollution. Tommy Landers is the director of Environment Maryland, and he joins us now to talk more about the speech. Tommy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I guess it's safe to say you were in full support of everything the president had to say in this speech.
Well, we were largely supportive of a lot of what the president said today, and we think he is acting on the promise that he made in the inauguration speech earlier this year. And, you know, we're thrilled and hopeful that this plan will be implemented and that we will do what we need to do to reduce carbon emissions.
I sense some hesitancy on your part. Was there something about the speech that you didn't hear enough of, or you were expecting to hear and did not?
Well, I think the most important thing is the reduction of carbon emissions from new and existing power plants. I mean, power plants, you know, coal-fired power plants are the number one source of carbon emissions in the country. 40% of our emissions come from power plants. So the fact that the president is committing federal resources and federal rules to reduce that source of emissions, that is huge and it's critical. And we're very glad to see that. I'm fully supportive of that.
Of course, obviously, a lot of people, that's a controversial point for a lot of people, talking about how that's going to be difficult for business.
Well, you know, as the president talked about in his speech today, every time the government has put in place rules like this to reduce emissions of various sorts from different industrial sectors, there have certainly been concerns. But I think every time, like with the Clean Air Act and reducing pollution that created the ozone hole, we see that industry responds and innovates and the economy grows, and it's the right thing to do.
And I was going to ask you that. Aren't many companies sort of doing this on their own?
Well, some companies are putting in place what are called scrubbers to reduce emissions from power plants, but there's no national rule. I mean, we have national rules for mercury and for arsenic and other toxic emissions from power plants, but no carbon rule. So that's why it's desperately needed in order to achieve the reductions the scientists say we need.
Where do you stand, if anywhere, at this point on the Keystone Pipeline? And I was wondering what your thoughts are. He seemed to open the door for that more so.
Well, Environment Maryland fully is against the Keystone Pipeline because we think that it's, you know, the wrong choice for climate change. It will lead to a tremendous amount of carbon emissions, and there's no logical way to be in favor of addressing climate change and allow the Keystone Pipeline. And I think it's noteworthy that what the president said today was that if Keystone does, you know, exacerbate climate emissions, then the country should not say yes to it, and we do think it exacerbates climate emissions. So we'll see what he says, but it's certainly hopeful.
Did you definitely get the sense that the speech was also meant to mobilize, as he put it, the next generation to keep this on sort of the front burner for the young people?
Yes, I think he was very clearly addressing young folks across the country. And, you know, it's the next generation, our kids, our grandchildren, who will see the full brunt of climate change. We're already seeing it in terms of the increase in precipitation events and strong storms like Hurricane Sandy. But, you know, our kids and grandkids will see it much, much stronger in the future.
All right, Tommy Landers, the director of Environment Maryland, thank you so much for joining us and reacting to the president's speech today.
Thanks again.